All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 102. Learning today is sponsored by David Katz, in memory of his grandfather, Baruch Bantim Ben Yeshayahu, Tehinish Matatur B'Torah Chaim, and for Fushlima, for Shira Bas Devor Leah. All right, we'll talk about some Inyone Tachanun. I think maybe we'll do two on Tachanun. In this first one, as the weather is getting nicer, people might start wearing short sleeves, polo shirts, and davening. So the question is, are you allowed to do Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim, onto your bare arm? Right? If you have no sleeve here, can you do Nefilas Apayim onto your bare arm? So I think the belief out there is that you need some sort of covering. You know, sometimes you see people who have like a polo shirt, they're like bend their arm in, like get into these weird angles in order to lower their face, to cover their face with a sleeve. So like most things on the chat, there's some mythiness to it, some truth to it. So we'll try to uncover the covering of the face for Tachanun. Okay, so first and foremost, the essence of Tachanun is not about covering your face. The essence of Tachanun is lowering your face towards the ground. That's why it's called Nefilas Apayim. The Mechaber opens up, it's Kuf Lamed Aleph Aleph, and he says, Kishenofel Apanav, and he gives the halachos. When you fall on your face, the Iker is lowering of the head. The reason for this, there are a number of reasons given. Rabbeinu Bachya says it's to show humility during confessing our sins. The Mate Moshe says, since this is like an intimate and vulnerable moment when we're confessing our sins to God, if we take it seriously, so we don't want other people listening in on that, so that's why we lower our faces, that it should become a more private event. That being said, all we see here, you know, at first, the first layer is just the notion of lowering your face, nothing having to do with covering your face, and certainly covering with a sleeve as opposed to your bare skin. So where does the face covering element come from? All right, so we have to look at the Mishnah Berurah to see like the history and where we're up to now with Tachanun in order to understand the role of covering the face. So the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Lamed Aleph Sichat and Gimel says that initially, Bayamim Harishonim Haya B'derech Kida, they would literally bow down during Tachanun. Now, bowing down Kida is different than Hishtachavaya, prostrating. Prostrating is like Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. My arms are spread out, my legs are back, I'm like fully prostrated on the ground. We don't do that. He discusses in the end of the Siman here, and we discuss this by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, bowing down Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and putting like the towel down. People do it for their knees. You should really do it for your face. You can go back and check. So it's usher to, on a stone or marble floor, to fully prostrate oneself. That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses at the end of the Siman here. That's usher midoraisa. Midrabanan, we don't do any bowing on a stone or marble floor. So there are like rabbinic restrictions as well. So that being said, the Mishnah said initially they were allowed to bow down, not the fully prostrated version, but just, you know, their knees maybe are bent and they bow their heads down to the floor. But nowadays we no longer do that. And we cannot, you know, bring our face right down to a stone or marble floor. That's Asur Midrabanan. It's too similar to some forms of Avodah Zarah. So we have a problem. We need to do this thing of Nefilas Apayim. We need to lower our face to the ground. But especially if it's a stone or marble floor, perhaps even if it's carpeted over stone or marble, it's still considered a stone or marble floor. You can't bring your face to the ground. So that's where the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, they used to bring their face to the ground. Nowadays, we do something else. So we do two things to avoid bringing our face directly into the floor. So the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, Hatayas Arosh, we tilt our head. So that's why we lean to the side for Tachanun, right? The Mechaber says we lean to the left. For whatever reasons are given why we lean to the left, and when we're a tefillin, we lean to the right. Even though the Vilna Gaon, even when he wore his tefillin, still lean to the left. All right, that's an issue of which direction. But everybody agrees you got to lean to a side. You can't go straight down because that's too similar to this, you know, form of Avodah Zarah, of bowing your face into a stone floor. And the second thing we do, he says, is kisoy apanim. We cover our face to create a hefsek. What's the reason we're covering our face? To make a separation between our face and the floor. That's why if you go back to my Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur one, when we bow down to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Iker is really putting a covering over your face, not your knees. Everybody's obsessed with covering the knees. The Iker is really covering, making a separation between your face and the floor. Either way, this is the reason the Mishnah Berurah says that we need to cover our face. Okay, can I cover my face with my bare arm? So no, the answer is no. The Magen Avraham quote here at the end of Mishnah Berurah says, V'nogim l'chasos ha'panim bebeged. You have to use clothing, a sleeve or something, to cover your face. Velo dai de kisoy hayad. You can't cover your face with your hand or your arm because that's part of your body. That's not a covering. The same way we kind of discussed, you know, using your hand as a kippah, not so pashy, because it's not a covering. It's your body. So I can't, you know, make a barrier between the stone floor and my face using my bare hand. That's why I would need a asleep. But just a couple points here to minimize maybe the obsession. Sometimes people have like the short sleeves, the polo shirt on, and they'll like, you know, bend their arm all the way in, and they'll like rip their shirt, and they'll do all these awkward angles. So number one, that's only, you only need a covering if your face is facing down directly to the stone floor. If you have a table or a stender, or even like the bench or chair in front of you that you're leaning on, that already is a separation for your face and the stone floor. So then the fact that you have your bare arm, like you don't need any more than the table or the stender or the, your sitter even can be used as like the separation. So you don't need to obsess over getting the sleeve down. Sometimes people obsess so much getting the sleeve down, then like they lose the tzura of nefilas apayim, because like now they're like going like that. That's number one. Number two, it sounds in the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm running out of time here, in Sif Katan Mem though, that leaning to the side alone is sufficient of solving this problem. That even if I don't have a face covering, a barrier between my face and the floor, as long as it's to the side and not straight down, it seems on the Mishnah Berurah pretty clearly like there's no issue. It's mutter, he says. And finally, the whole issue is only if it's a stone floor. If it's a wooden floor outdoors. So there are a number of cases I would say that it would be sufficient to use one's arm for the reasons discussed here. That being said, yes, there's a ace. If you have a sleeve, the Mishnah Berurah does quote it.